Chapter 23. And in the seventh year Jehoiada showed himself courageous, and proceeded to take the chiefs of hundreds, namely Azariah the son of Jeroham, and Ishmael the son of Jehohanan, and Azariah the son of Obed, and Maasiah the son of Adiah, and Elishaphat the son of Zichri with him into the covenant. Afterward, they went around throughout Judah and collected together the Levites from all the cities of Judah and the heads of the paternal houses of Israel. So they came to Jerusalem. Then all the congregation concluded a covenant with the king in the house of the true God, after which he said to them, "Look, the son of the king himself will reign, just as Jehovah promised concerning the sons of David. This is the thing that you will do. One-third of you who are coming in on the Sabbath, of the priests and of the Levites, will be for doorkeepers. And one-third will be at the house of the king, and one-third will be at the gate of the foundation. And all the people will be in the courtyards of the house of Jehovah. And do not let anyone enter the house of Jehovah but the priests and those of the Levites ministering. These are the ones that will enter, because they are a holy group. And all the people themselves will keep the obligation to Jehovah. And the Levites must encircle the king all around, each one with his weapons in his hands. And as for anyone coming into the house, he should be put to death, and continue with the king when he comes in and when he goes out." And the Levites and all Judah proceeded to do according to all that Jehoiada the priest had commanded. So they took each one his men that were coming in on the Sabbath, together with those going out on the Sabbath, for Jehoiada the priest had not set the divisions free from duty. Further, Jehoiada the priest gave the chiefs of hundreds the spears and the shields and the circular shields that had belonged to King David, which were in the house of the true God. And he went on to station all the people, even each one with his missile in his hand, from the right side of the house clear to the left side of the house, by the altar and by the house, all around near the king. Then they brought the king's son out, and put upon him the diadem and the testimony, and made him king. And so Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and said, "Let the king live." When Athaliah heard the sound of the people running and praising the king, she at once came to the people at the house of Jehovah. Then she saw, and there was the king standing by his pillar at the entry, and the princes and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing the trumpets, and the singers with the instruments of song, and those giving the signal for offering praise. Immediately Athaliah ripped her garments apart and said, "Conspiracy! Conspiracy!" But Jehoiada the priest brought out the chiefs of hundreds, the appointed ones of the military force, and said to them, "Take her out from inside the rows, and as for anyone coming after her, he should be put to death with the sword." For the priest had said, "You must not put her to death at the house of Jehovah." So they laid their hands upon her. When she came to the entry of the horse gate of the king's house, they at once put her to death there. Then Jehoiada concluded a covenant between himself and all the people and the king, that they would continue as the people of Jehovah. After that, all the people came to the house of Baal and pulled it down, and his altars and his images they broke up, and Mattan, the priest of Baal, they killed before the altars. Further, Jehoiada put the offices of the house of Jehovah in the hand of the priests and the Levites, whom David had put in divisions over the house of Jehovah, to offer up the burnt sacrifices of Jehovah according to what is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with song by the hands of David. So he stationed the gatekeepers by the gates of the house of Jehovah, that no one unclean in any respect might enter. He now took the chiefs of hundreds, and the lordly ones, and the rulers over the people, and all the people of the land, and brought the king down from the house of Jehovah. Then they came right through the upper gate to the king's house, and seated the king upon the throne of the kingdom. And all the people of the land continued to rejoice, and the city itself had no disturbance, and Athaliah they had put to death with the sword.